Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I have got a movie to make, and this is I Have Got a Movie to Make, week 53. That's right, it's been a little bit over a year, even though it hasn't been a little bit over a year, because the first episode that I ever did was June 14th, 2019, and as I look at the calendar, June 14th, 2020 is not going to be for almost a full week, 6 days from today. So what is that about? I don't know. But the point is this. I still have a movie to make. I still have a child to raise, wife to appease, pandemic to avoid, protest to be a part of, scripts to write, scripts to rewrite, money to be found to make this movie. But I'm going to simplify things. And today's going to be a little bit more of a, this week, I should say, is going to be a little bit more of a looser episode, as though any of the episodes have been like tight as a drum or like right on the money. Usually it's just me kind of rambling, but I was going to do a bit of a retrospect and kind of take a look back at the year. And you know what? I kind of did that on my own, and I was bracing myself. I was concerned because really, you know, I wasn't sure what I was going to find in this audio diary as far as titles go and what the descriptions were. And I was quite pleased to see that things that feel like they happened years and years ago happened just within the last year. Like I was looking at some of the earlier episodes and learning that Groupers won the audience award and me best director and best film and all that stuff from the festivals. And like that feels like I learned that a couple years ago. I just got an email from Cinequest, which was where the film premiered up in San Jose, top 10 film festival in the United States, I'll have you know. And it was like, hey, Anderson, how are you? Here's some things that we're doing, and we might be, you know, wanting to screen your movie digitally for our festival this year, because we're doing like an online festival. Would you be interested in like doing some kind of rev share? And I'm like, did I get this by mistake? Because they're saying that I was part of the 2019 program, and really in my head I was thinking that it was 2018, but no, the movie just screened. It just got released like a little over a year ago at that festival, and it hasn't even been close to a year as far as it being available on the TVOD and VOD and all that stuff. So time does fly, but at the same time, in the year that I've been doing this, a whole lot has happened, and I've covered a lot of ground. And if I were to just somehow teleport back to myself as I did this very first episode, I would think I would feel very, very stupid, because I think I've learned a whole lot. Does that make any sense? So, but anyways, on today's episode, I'm going to talk about selling out and perception and what that means. And I'm going to ramble about some things that I've never talked about with even my own wife over the next 10, 12 minutes before I hang up. But hold on, let me take a drink here. Sorry, it's very hot and windy today, and I'm sitting in my very hot kitchen. And my neighbor has been building something for the last, 9, 10 months, I think. And, you know, it happens morning, day, and night. And right now it's night. And you might hear some hammering, banging, if not the buzzsaw. I mean, it's just constant. My wife thinks that he's building a prison. I don't think so, because he doesn't have that kind of land to do so. Anyhow, well, I guess maybe underground. Not the point. Okay, so I had a bit of clarity the other day, and I don't think that there's anything to this, but I'm going to say it out loud because I haven't even said it out loud yet to see where I'm at. And this is all about perception, and it's about selling out, and it's about where I'm at and things that I'm doing that I don't feel really good about doing, but I feel like they're necessary. So growing up, I had a very tumultuous relationship, complicated relationship with my father, I should say. Many of us did. It's not like a brand new story. Everyone's relationship is different with their parents. Mine with my dad was particularly challenging at times, and like I said, unique. Did I say that? I don't know. It was. And I love him. I miss him every day. I'm lucky that I had a dad in my life. However, there were some things. And one of those things was I am admittedly a very sensitive person. And for a long period of time, I had a hard time even admitting that and saying it out loud. And I just denied the fact. And one of the reasons why is because from the time I was a child, and I'm talking like young, like time I can remember, like 5 or 6, my dad, who was a psychologist, identified the fact that I was more sensitive than most. And he saw this as a real weakness. He saw this as a flaw. And he liked to expose it to me and my other family members, my brothers and sisters and my mom when they're around, my friends if they're around, he didn't care. And he would talk about how overly sensitive I am and how I get upset about things that I shouldn't necessarily get upset about, whether it was critiquing or an animal that was hurt or a movie that I found to be sad. He was constantly giving me the business and shaming me for being overly sensitive. And I continue to be overly sensitive. And I don't know, I have to imagine that there's a lot to do with genetics. And that was just the hand that I was dealt. And I get more upset about things and they fester and they eat at me. And I could use some therapy, but like, you know, who couldn't, right? Problem is my dad was a therapist. So I have a hard time trusting the whole process. Anyways, this persona that I have kind of put out there, even very close friends of mine see this on a regular basis, this gruff, grumpy, pissed off about everything persona, which, you know, if you get to know me even a little bit, you realize that it's just an exterior thing. It's like armor. It's like anything else. You see people get tattoos all the time to, you know, shield themselves from these kinds of things. Anyway, what I'm getting at is I've been grappling with my production company's name for a while. And when I say a while, I mean maybe 2 months. And it was just a couple months ago that I started thinking maybe that old hammer sickle that I kind of reappropriated for my own sake because I grew up punk rock kid in the United States and that was always the enemy, but I always thought that that was a really cool insignia. I always liked it way more than the American flag. And anyways, maybe that's rubbing people the wrong way. And that kind of just came out of the title of my production company, which is Cold Cockle Productions, where when people ask me what it means, first they think it's something profane, which I don't like at all. I don't like the idea that anyone thinks that I'm trying to, like, you know, slip some kind of penis talk into the name of my production company. But Cold Cockle Productions, Cold Cockle comes from the, I've never heard it before. I've never heard anyone say I have cold cockles, but I have heard people say it really warms the cockles of my heart. Excuse me. Which I get, it makes me nauseous to hear that when someone's being that overtly mushy. And just the other day, I was in my kitchen, you know, trying to think of different things to do. I've come up with a solution, but I'm trying to think of what to do and how, because I'm getting close. I'm on the precipice of actually putting myself out there to get some work, not as a filmmaker, but as a film creator, and not to make a feature, which is still the plan. But I need to, you know, get some food on the table and start doing stuff with cameras right now. With my production company, with my knowledge, with my skills. So I don't know if putting myself out there with the old Cold Cockle Productions and the big hammer sickle with the light and the camera, Super 8 camera, looking like just like a hammer. If you don't look at it long enough, it looks like I'm some kind of communist and maybe I have a production company that's named after my penis. So I don't think that this is that wise or the best way to do business with other businesses or small businesses who I'm going to try and start luring. Anyways, I was in my kitchen when it occurred to me, oh my God, am I leaning this far into this? I don't even want to call it persona because so many things do infuriate me. People just disappoint me all the time when I see people making bad decisions and doing stupid things. And when I say people, I mean like groups of people, just all being dumb at the same time. It infuriates me. I also get upset with the individuals who don't know how to drive out of a parking lot. I mean, every single day, the first big short that I actually spent money on from film school was all about a guy who was just pissed off at everything. And it was just him talking about all the grievances that he had. Anyways, I'm in the kitchen. And I'm thinking about my Cold Cockle Productions. And I'm thinking about my dad for some reason. I do that a lot. And I'm thinking about how he used to really give me a lot of the business for being sensitive. And then I flash forwarded to my production company that I've had. And that's going on 20 years now, called Cold Cockle. Like the opposite of warm cockles. And I'm like, oh my, am I leaning into this? Am I still trying to defy myself and prove to daddy that I am not the sensitive little boy that he was always accusing me of being? And I really don't, I think it's a coincidence, but my God, if that is the case, it's got to change. Like, I got to change the name. So what I've come up with, and I really could use your help. I should have let off with this. I want your help, and I want you to try and forget everything you know. Just for, if you can, if you're listening to this and you have an idea of who I am, please do me this favor, especially if you have a business or if you work for a business or you have a business mind or you would ever be in the market for a video that would show off your stuff or represent who you are as a business, and you're in the market for that. Because my idea is every small business should have some kind of video representation, and it's shocking how few small businesses actually have any kind of video representation on their websites. And I think now more than ever, people, small businesses need like a first impression that they can control themselves with a video and have that up on the website, because so much of what we're going to be doing is not going to be in person. And I think that it's really important that people get it out. Anyways, I'm pitching you as though like you would be client. That's not my goal here. My goal is, if you were in the market for a video like that, and say you were shopping around or you're accepting bids, reviewing bids from various companies, would Cold Cockle Productions with the Hammer Sickle be a turnoff initially? I think that it would be a turnoff to the majority of business-minded people. I think that's kind of a no-brainer, but I could be wrong. But if I had to guess, one out of every like 10 business-minded people would be like, yeah, I want to work with that guy because, you know, F the man. But I would imagine a lot of more conservative, not even just people with skin in the game or something to lose would be concerned. But at the same time, am I selling out here? So if you are... if you have an opinion on this, please do let me know, because right now what I'm going with, and I'm pretty sure this is what I'm going to go with as far as these types of videos that I'm going to be trying to, you know, get work with and do, you know, videography and stuff for various companies. I'm going with CCP Films, which doesn't say what it is. It still keeps the name there, but it kind of masks it, and I'm getting rid of the Hammer Sickle, but I'm using the lights that make the sickle part, I'm using those for the CCs, and then I'm still working on what I'm going to use for the P. But I feel as though I'm a bit of a sellout, but it's not about selling out. Well, it is, literally. I mean, it's about trying to make ends meet with video production in between features. That's really the space that I'm trying to get into, and or I could just blow it up and come up with a whole brand new name. But I'm in the process of shooting a video of me and my little, like, you know, team of one and what I do, and it's not going swimmingly because I decided that I should shave because I was looking pretty scruffy here, and I have a quarantine haircut, which is awful, but I said, you know, at least I could do a shave. And then of course I cut myself a couple times, so now I have big not big, but I got like the cuts on my face, and I look like I look like I have something, and I don't want to look like I have something, especially today and these days. So, yeah, with the perception and everything that's going on right now with the protests, and God, I hope this holds. And I'm not going to get into any of that here and now, because this is not the place for that. I will be talking, as we always do on the After Disaster, about all that stuff that's going on. Had a chance to go down to one of the rallies this weekend, because it was the first day that the wife was the first day that she had off work since all this has begun. We were able to get down there, and I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful, and it's an exciting time to be alive, especially you know, as somebody who likes to tell stories and witness things and live life. So, hey, thank you very much for listening. Please let me know if CCP, Cold Cockle Productions, and if it's turnoff. And I'm glad that I've been doing this for a year. I still have a little over a year to go to get this all sorted out. As far as any news on the actual productions and things, one of the worst parts about not having money but still trying to move forward is like when I'm asking people to do favors or barter, like I did last week with hey, is this still recording? I think it's recording. What, is this none of this recording? Jeez, I don't see levels. Anyhow, hopefully you guys can hear this. So yeah, reaching out to my publicist for Groovers, and yeah, it's been over a week. I haven't heard from him, but I'm not in a position to be like, hey, what's up? Just checking in, make sure, you know, we're moving forward, because I'm not paying him. I'm just saying, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and I'm not in a position to, like, the same as it was the case with all the shorts when I wasn't paying anybody, and same was the case for, to an extent, with the feature, because everyone was getting paid so little, but still, even with the fact that barely anyone was getting paid more than minimum wage, pretty much everyone was getting minimum wage, I still, I didn't want to say I put my foot down where I had to, but I was very in control and getting what I needed from people because it was so important. I'm glad I did. But yeah, it's hard to, you know, I don't want to be demanding. Even if I'm paying someone really well, I'm not going to be being demanding. But so that's the thing. I'm going to wait a couple of weeks. If I've not heard back, that's when I'll check back in. But anyways, I didn't even need to add any of that at the end. That was superfluous. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm going to hang up. I'll talk to you next week. I hope this recorded.